त्वयैवास्मि त्वयैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्ने माम शरणं। What you like to hear? Some glory of Sri Gaur Govind Maharaj, or what you like? If you want to know the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in brief, in one shlok, then there is a shlok written by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Aradhyo Bhagavan Brijesha Tanaya तद्धाम वृंदावनम रम्या काचुतुपासना बजुबधुबर्गे न जा कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतम प्रमाण अमलम प्रेमा पुमर्थो महान श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभुर्मतमिदं तत्रादरो नः परा। He has taken the ocean of whole ocean of Siddhanta in a very big, very little pot, clay pot. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brijesha Tanaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, what he is telling? He has not come to give ordinary bhakti. He had not come only to give this Krishna name. He had not come for any to solve any problem of this worldly problem. His mission was so deep. So he first told, he is himself Krishna. Plus addition in addition, he has taken the mood and beauty of Radhika, Srimati Radhika, Ladini Shakti, the power of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is combination of Srimati Radhika and Krishna together. Perhaps you know that Krishna is so beautiful. Isko kam kar do bhai. Less.
You can make that one high.
This, that should be good. This should be. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna is so beautiful. He is so attractive. Anyone can see Krishna and will be charmed. Even animals can see Krishna and hear the flute of Krishna. All will be charmed, no doubt. But Krishna is telling that when I see Srimati Radhika, I become mad. So much attracted to Srimati Radhika. I become mad. So I made him my guru of love and affection. Prem guru. So Srimati Radhika is so highest in platform. But there is something in Krishna that it makes Srimati Radhika mad. something in Krishna. So what that thing is in Krishna, Krishna does not know. Who knows? Only Srimati Radhika knows. Not any other person knows. And that is why he tests the beauty, the sweetness of Krishna more than anyone. So he wanted to test these things, to know. So he took the beauty and the mood of Srimati Radhika and came. At that time, there was Yugadharma. It was the time of changing of Yugadharma. And Kali was there. So Kali Yuga was named Sankirtan was Yugadharma of that Kali Yuga. Perhaps you know that in all Kali Yuga, thousands of Kali Yugas are there in Brahma one day. But Yugadharma is one of Kali Yuga, and that is Nam Sankirtan. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not there, only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes only one time in a day of Brahma. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not coming, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is absent, in 999 Kali Yuga, anyone comes, any Krishna incarnation comes and establish Yugadharma, and that is Nam Sankirtan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come for this. He has come to give something else, and that was Anarpiticharin Chirat Karnayavatirnah Kalau Samarpayittum Unnato Ujjala Rasan. Unnato Ujjala Ras. Especially he has come. But he fulfilled, established also Yugadharma by name Sankirtan. But his name Sankirtan was different from other 999 Yugadharma name. In 999 Kali Yuga, Mahavishnu comes, that is Advaitacharya Prabhu comes and establish Namdharma. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Krishna Prem through Nam Sankirtan, and this was the highest thing. Krishna is so merciful. Other hand, Krishna is a Rasik Shekhar. Rasik Shekhar, you know, tester of all kinds of rasis, 12 rasis. That is why mercifully he sprinkled Krishna Prem to all who came in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to whom he touched, he saw, even inspired, all well immersed in Krishna Prem. Without any labor or effort, anyone came in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He get Krishna Prem. But one thing, he is Rasik Shekhar. So he came to test these three wills of Krishna, and that should not be given to anyone. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna himself, Srimati Radhika, cannot give this thing to anyone. So Krishna tested these three wishes of Radhika, Krishna. And he gave Krishna Prem. What Krishna Prem? If any is not qualified to think this, they cannot do. Understand? Very deep thing. He gave Jagai Madhai Krishna Prem. No? But not Radha Mood. He gave so much Krishna Prem to wild beasts of Jharkhand when he was going to Vrindavan. But not Gopi Prem. They were not qualified to digest this. For them only Vaikunth-like Prem, not Braja Prem. If anyone not sadhan karega. If anyone not practice under the guidance of gopis, sadhan bhajan, he cannot go to Braj. And he cannot attend the service of Srimati Radhika and Krishna conjugal. Understand? Anyone cannot. Only one way is to go in the guidance of gopis only. Otherwise, anyone cannot enter in Braja and cannot serve conjugal Radha and Krishna. That if I, Nar cannot go there, Uddhav cannot go there, they cannot serve because they have not did any sadhana bhajan in the guidance of gopis. So anyone is so lucky and fortunate if they have some greed for this. And this greed will come only by a very expert and rasik Vaishnava, qualified Vaishnava, in the line of Rupa Goswami. Then he will do. Perhaps you don't know what is Rupanuga or Aganuga. Rupanuga is best thing in for any devotee, very highest thing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and sprinkled his mercy to give them Krishna Prem and Gopi Prem to very rare persons, very, very rare persons. And he tasted three wishes what Krishna wanted to taste. So all acharyas, this is in that Aradhyo Bhagavan Prajesha Tanayah Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachutupasana Bajubadhu Vargena Jakalpita. Our Aradhya is Krishna, but that Krishna is who? Who is that Krishna? Who took birth in Mathura? Never. Though who went to Dwarka, he was that Krishna? No, I don't want that. What you want? You want the Prabhu of Raktak Piktak? No. I want to serve only Brajendanandan. Who is he? He is Radha Kanta, Gopi Kanta, Vrindavaneshwar. With Vrindavaneshwari. He is Krishna. He is a very prakash of Krishna. Manifestation of Krishna is Mathuradish. Then manifestations of Krishna, Brajanandan, is Dwarkadish. So Brajanandan is so highest. He is Radhakant. He never goes out of Vrindavan. Never goes. He never goes to Mathura. He never goes to Dwarka. Never. He sends in incarnations that is called avatar or prakash, manifestation. But we cannot grasp, we cannot understand how it becomes. কি শ্লোকটা?
আরাধ্য ভগবান।
ইফ ইউ ক্যানট আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দি ডিফারেন্স বিটুইন দ্বারকাধীশ মথুরেশ কৃষ্ণ, দি সন অফ নন্দ অ্যান্ড যশোদা, দি অ্যাকচুয়াল লভার অফ গোপীস রাধা কান্ত, দেন উই ক্যানট এন্টার ইন ভক্তি রিলম অফ ব্রজ, ভেরি হার্ড। নেক্সট চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ইজ টেলিং দ্যাট আওয়ার ইস্ট ইজ ব্রজেন্দ্রনন্দন রাধাকান্ত কৃষ্ণ, অ্যান্ড বৃন্দাবন, হোয়াট ইজ বৃন্দাবন? হি ইজ অ্যাবাউট, বট হোয়াট ইজ অ্যাবাউট? বলদেব প্রভু হিমসেলফ ইজ বৃন্দাবন, অ্যাবাউট অফ কৃষ্ণ। অল দি অর্নামেন্টস অফ কৃষ্ণ, দি ফ্লুট অফ কৃষ্ণ, দি ড্রেসেস অফ কৃষ্ণ, এভরিথিং, দি বডি অফ কৃষ্ণ ইজ বলদেব প্রভু, অ্যান্ড হি সাকস ইন সো মেনি ওয়েজ। সো বৃন্দাবন ধাম ইজ হিমসেলফ বলদেব প্রভু, অ্যান্ড হি ইজ দি অ্যাবসলুট অধিষ্ঠাত্রী দেবতা, ডেটি অফ সন্ধিনি শক্তি। থার্ডলি হি টেলস দ্যাট দ্যার আর সো মেনি ওয়েজ অফ ভক্তি, সো মেনি ল্যাক্স অ্যান্ড ল্যাক্স কাইন্ডস অফ ভক্তি, বাট অ্যামং দেম 64 রূপ গোস্বামী হ্যাজ টেকেন, beginning from taking shelter of Gurudev, Harinam, Diksha, serving and others. Among them, nine are prominent: Shramanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Dasya, Sakya, Atmanivajandis. First is Shraman, after that Kirtan. If there is no Shraman, not hearing the qualified, the qualities of Krishna, the Harikatha, what is the glory of name, what is the glory of bhakti, we cannot do bhakti. So first we will have to hear Harikatha from Gurudev or Vaishnava, bona fide Vaishnava, then doing Kirtan and all others. Among them, five are more prominent: সাধুসঙ্গ, সাধুসঙ্গ নাম কীর্তন, ভাগবত শ্রবণ, মথুরাবাসী মুক্তি, শ্রদ্ধা। সাধুসঙ্গ ইন দি লাইন অফ রূপ গোস্বামী, নাম কীর্তন, হোয়াট কীর্তন? জগন্নাথ, ব্রহ্ম, আত্মা, দ্বারকাধীশ, মথুরাধীশ, দে ক্যানট টেক আস টু বৃন্দাবন। অগতমন যশোদানন্দনৌ নন্দসূনো কমলনয়ন গোপী চন্দ্র বৃন্দাবনীন্দ্র প্রণত করুণ কৃষ্ণাবিত্যনেক স্বরূপে ত্বয় মম রুচি উচ্চৈ বর্ধতাম। রূপদেব গোস্বামী টেলিং, ও নাম দেব, আই ওয়ান্ট দ্যাট ইউ শুড ব্লিস মি, ইউ শুড গিভ মি মার্সি দ্যাট আই হ্যাভ সাম টেস্ট ইন রাধাকান্ত নেম। অগত যশোদানন্দন নন্দনন্দন, গোপীকান্ত, গোপীনাথ, মদনমোহন, শ্যামসুন্দর, রাসবিহারী, দিজ নেম এস্পেশালি। নারদ বীণা জীবন সুধর্মে নির্যাস মাধুরী পুর, তং কৃষ্ণাম কামং স্ফুরমে রসনে রসেন সদা, হিজ প্রেম নয়নঙ্গলদাস সুধারয়া বদনঙ্গদ গদরুদ্ধয়া গিরা, ফুলকর্ণিকিতং বপুহ কদা তব নাম গ্রহণে ভবিষ্যতি। প্রেম দ্যাট ফ্যান এ ডে উইল কম দ্যাট আই মে চান্ট হরিনাম কৃষ্ণনাম দিজ রাধাকান্ত মদনমোহন শ্যাম সুন্দর, অলওয়েজ ফিয়ার স্টার কমিং। হেয়ার স্ট্যান্ডিং থ্রোট চোক, आई विल भूल जाऊंगा, आई विल फॉरगेट टू टेक एनीथिंग एंड आई विल दस चैंटिंग नेम आई विल रोलिंग डाउन ऑन द अर्थ ओ कृष्ण हैर यू आर हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण. सो दिस इज नाम संकीर्तन, साधुसंग नाम कीर्तन, भागवत श्रवण. वट इज भागवत श्रवण? गो टू रसिक वैष्णव एंड हियर श्रीमद भागवतम. इफ यू आर रीडिंग नो गेन. इफ आर गोइंग टू एनी बिजनेस पर्सन भागवत यू कैनॉट गेन एनीथिंग. सो यू शुड बी लाइक दैट. भागवत श्रवण मथुरावास. मथुरावास मीन्स वृंदावन वास, राधा कुंड, श्याम कुंड, गिरिराज, गोवर्धन, वृंदावन, नवद्वीप धाम, पूरी धाम. अंशी मूर्ति श्रद्धा श्रीमान टू वर्शिप डिटीज ऑफ राधा एंड कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु. बट प्रोमिनेंट इज एसोसिएशन ऑफ वेरी बोनाफाइड वैष्णव आर गुरु. इफ देर इज सम श्रद्धा, इट हैज डेवलप टू निष्ठा, बट नो साधु संग, नो हरि कथा, एवरीथिंग विल बी गन, इट विल बी अपरूटेड. भक्ति कृपा विल बी अपरूटेड. सो आवर भक्ति डिपेंड्स ऑन द मर्सी ऑफ एसोसिएशन ऑफ गुड क्वालिफाइड रसिक एंड तत्वज्ञ वैष्णव. Among them, three things: Shramanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. And in one, only name Sankirtan of Krishna. But how? In the association, in the guidance of very qualified Rasik Tattva Vaishnava. Otherwise, nothing to come. Srimad Bhagavat is only Praman. Praman means?
Proof.
We can rely on Srimad Bhagavat. We should try to obey Srimad Bhagavat. Have so much strong faith on Srimad Bhagavat. What Srimad Bhagavat is telling? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that it is proof. What Srimad Bhagavat has told? That the service of Gopi, especially of Radhika, is the highest supreme love for Krishna. There is nothing beyond this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling this. I think Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj had preached all these things very successfully in India and other countries also, in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, especially Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada, and in the line of Swamiji, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. He had boldly told all these things. He never told without praying anything. Also there is another slok about this. Amnaya praha tattvam harimiha paramam sarva shaktim rasabdim. This is slok of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Ten roots, fundamental principles of Gaudiya Vaishnava. Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedic literature and Srimad Bhagavat Puran, all are authentic. And this is called Amna. What they told, we should try to take it as a proof. What they are telling, nine things. Harimiha Paramam. Hari is supreme. And that Hari is Krishna. So Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. He is omnipotent. Yes, all powers. He is Sarva Shaktiman. He is Akhil Rasamrit Sindhu. He is on an ocean of love. From him, two kinds of jiv are in this world. What? Conditioned souls and
liberated souls.
Liberated soul never come to this world. And conditioned soul have come from Karnabdhi Sai Vishnu. They have never come from Vaikuntha, Golok or Vrindavan. Never, never. And bhakti is only thing, by attaining bhakti, we can have prem, and by prem we can go to Golok Vrindavan. There is no way. By bhakti, prem can be achieved. But this should be pure. What is bhakti? Anyabhilashita shunyam dhyan karmadhyana vritam anukullena krishnanusilanam bhaktir uttama. I think that Gaur Govind Maharaj has boldly told all these things. All these souls, conditioned souls, cannot come from Golok Vrindavan. Perhaps he sent me before a booklet in which he has told all these points from Jiva Goswami. He used to read Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami book, Chaitanya Chaitamrita, all the authentic books. I think that nowadays, especially in ISKCON, they overlook all these things. They never go to all these books, never go deep. And that is why they wanted to chalk Gaur Govind Maharaj. They wanted to chalk the of Gaur Govind Maharaj. Don't tell all other things. But he never cared for all these things. He was so bold to tell truth, speak truth. If any man cannot speak truth, he cannot boldly preach all these things. So he was so bold, I have seen. So he had written all these things. He met me in Bhuvaneswar. And he discussed so many things.
Jagannath Puri.
Jagannath Puri. In Puri he met. So, I also have read his books. I have not seen anything to be different from him. So many persons were telling that we have read some articles in Back to Godhead. We were thinking that this article is yours, but we saw in the last the name of Gaur Govind Maharaj. I know that any person who is qualified and he has read the books of Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Ujjwal Dhinmani, the books of Jiva Goswami, Shat Santarva especially, and especially Chaitanya Chaitamrita, he will not be any different opinion from us. Same thing. Everywhere in the book of Swamiji, I see everywhere, I feel that in a line of Rupa Goswami, what Prabhupada Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told. Everything. So I have marked this. Two magazines were sent to me. Gokul or any sent me two magazines. I saw that he has written all these things in his that article before he departed from this world. Raghav Pandit and others sent me that. Even I know that very high classes of devotees cannot imagine he has written on that Mahabhav. More than that, what is Mahabhav and Rasaraj Mahabhav, who saw Raya Ramananda and became friend. He has written all these things. Only very rasic and qualified Vaishnava can write like this. Those who have no read all these books and not doing bhajan, they cannot write like this. So he was a very bona fide Vaishnava and acharya. You should try to follow him. What he has written word by word or letter, you should try to follow. And you will gradually develop your Krishna consciousness. If you want to progress in this, first you should read Upadeshamrita of Rupa Goswami. Try to understand and follow. Then Manasiksha. Then Sikshastra. Chaitanya. Then you can understand some Chaitanya Chaitanya. Otherwise you cannot understand. There is a sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam yajjnanam atyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shakti. What is the meaning of advaya jnana? Very hard. Can you define anyone? What is called advaya jnana paratattva? So if you have read Chaitanya Charitamrita or the books of Jiva Goswami, you can understand something. Otherwise, no. Krishna is himself Advaita Jnana Paratattva. From him, this world and all souls have come out. From Krishna, Vaikuntha has come. From Krishna, Golok Vrindavan, everything. All the gop, gopi, everything. How they have come? By three kinds of shakti. Chit shakti, jiva shakti, and maya. By Hladini shakti, Sandini shakti, and what are these things? Now you cannot imagine, but you will have to go. So in first way, you will have to come under the guidance of any Vaishnava, and you should try to serve tat vidhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya. And that's the gradual way. Today, I will try to speak tomorrow something. Try to develop your Krishna consciousness. No problem at all. Only this problem. If this is solved, all kinds of problems come solved. And if this is not solved, so many more problems and troubles may come. Don't criticize anyone. Don't criticize. If anyone chanting one name, even he should be honored. If anyone always chanting, he should be also honored. And those who are chanting by mind, body and soul, we should try to honor more them. Thus bhakti can be achieved and our life will be successful. Gaur Pramanande. You can.
So, I bow down to the lotus feet of Srila Gaudavinda Maharaj. He was so glorious. I also I have remembered so many things, but due to my old age, I am forgetting many things. Now, I want to tell one very little story of Sri Ramachandra. Today is his appearance. In Mathura, he had a very big function. From morning to again morning, glorification, reading of Valmiki Ramayana. Today I want to say only very little story of that Ramchandra following the order of his father and his mother Kaikeyi went to forest with Lakshman and Sita. He went to Chitrakoot crossing Ganges. He met there Valmiki, Atri, Anusuya and all others. When he was there, Bharat came from his
maternal uncle's
house. He saw that Ajodhya is now like a widow. All were so unhappy there. When his mother received him, welcome, anyone could not leave. Ram asked his mother, Bharat asked his mother, where is my brother Ram? Where is Lakshman? Where is Sita? Why you have taken off your shenduk from your? Why you have
this white cloth?
You have taken white cloth? Oh Maharaj, that cloth has your father has come. Why? Where is Ram? Why he is not coming and welcoming me? He told that he has come to forest. Why? Not only Ram, but Sita Devi and Lakshman has also gone. Why? Because I asked two things from your father.
Two benedictions.
That Ram should go for 14 years to forest and Bharat will be king forever in Ajodhya. Entering this Ram went to
jungle
forest with
Lakshman and
Sita and Lakshman. And that is why your father told Ram and he left his wife. Oh, where is now? He has gone to forest. He told that I will after my old connection with you, that I am your son, you are my mother. Forever. Don't see me. Don't call me your son. And I will never call you my mother. Because you have sent my brother Ram. He is not only Ram, brother, but he is
God
himself. And he went from there. And you know that after that he took his whole army, Kausalya, Vasishtha, and he went to Chitrakoot to tell Ramchandra that I am giving, though I am king now, but I am giving this weapon to you, you should return to Ajodhya and be king. When he reached there, a peace meeting was there. One side, Kausalya, Kaikeyi, Sumitra, Vasishtha Maharaj and all others, all the inhabitants of Ajodhya were there. In other side, Valmiki, Atri and all rishis, more than thousands and thousands of rishis were there, sitting there. And in one side, Maharaj Janak was there. Vasishtha told that Maharaj Janak is so learned person. He knows Veda and Upanishad and everything. He knows Indian Vedic culture. He should decide whether Bharat should give his kingdom to Ram or Ram should go to forest or not. Valmiki.
Jana
told to Bharata, what he wants. He told that elder brother becomes king in our dynasty. So I want that Ram should be king of Ajodhya Kingdom. I don't want to be the king. He told to Ram, what he wants. He told that my father has ordered, my mother has ordered that you should go to fire for 14 years. So I must obey them. Then he told to go. What I will decide, you have to obey. Both the parties, Ram and Bharata, were agreed to this one. He then told that Bharata has won. Bharata is a manifestation of praying. And he has won. He has defeated Ram by his praying. A servant like Bharata, we cannot see in your heart, hold his feet. So, I think that Bharata has won the race. But other side, Ram is like Himalaya in dharma. Bharata is like ocean.
Ocean of love.
And Ram is like Himalayas in dharma. But even that Himalayas, he can sink in ocean, go deep.
But never he flow.
But never even go here and there. He will be fixed. Even he sinks in ocean of love. Perhaps you know, Bhimi, you are understanding. This is the explanation of Annabhilashita Shunyam. Jnana Karma Anadyam Anabhilashita. Anupaneya Krishnanushilanam Bhakti Rishama. How? Ram is yesterday of Bharata. Bharata has so much affection for from Ram. We know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimati Radhika is his Shakti. But Krishna is controlled by Radhika and he takes the feet of Srimati Radhika to his head. And he sells like this, Smaragarala Khandanam, Mamasarati Mandanam, Devi Padapavallam Udaram. When Srimati Radhika is man, Krishna gives his head to the lotus feet of Radhika and controlled by it. That I will obey always you. I will not disobey you. So praying is supreme power. He makes terms of Krishna. He makes control Srimati Radhika. Everyone, supreme is praying. So Chaitanya Charitamrita has said that Krishna praying is prayojan, not Krishna, because one has no friend and that is why he wants to kill Krishna.
Shishupal
like this. So Krishna prayed, Chaitanya Chaitanya or Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told. Krishna Sambandha, Abhidhaya Prayojan, Bhakti is
Abhidhaya.
And Krishna prayed is Prayojan. Where Krishna prayed is supreme, we can control Krishna and anyone, Srimati Radhika also. So, here it is told that what is that prem, what is that bhakti? Annabhilashita Shunyam. That should be known, what is that? What to tell of what is that? Any desire to serve Krishna only, to please Krishna only. So he told Subhash here. Though you have owned the race and Ram is bound to obey you, but you should see that Ram should be pleased to you. Have you asked Ram that Ram is pleased in going to Ayodhya or going to forest? He told that no, I have never thought of it. I was thinking of my own that if I am pleased, Ram will be pleased. But now I am thinking that you are my guru, so I should not think like this. A sudden to think how my master will be pleased. If master tells that give your feet dust, then we should go. Yes. And if he is not doing, he is not a servant. Like if you once told his worker and seek, then also that how will he
recover?
He told, I want to have a dust of any devotee. Nard was there. He told that, oh Nard, give me your sister. Oh, I cannot give, I don't want to wear her.